Greetings. We are Simeon, the Evolutionary Collective. And you have requested of us to answer a question about what is ascension and how do we do it? And this is a lovely question because it is the question of concern for this day and age of your civilization, of your presence on Earth. And the meaning of it. And so we wish to clarify a lot of misunderstanding, firstly, about what ascension means. And naturally, the word itself implies that there will be a raising up, and in your third dimension, you understand this as something of a rising. And you, in your religious descriptions, it has been described as an actual literal rising up of certain individuals from the earth as they so-called ascend. And we will clarify with this that the truth in the idea of rising up comes from the perception that one might have as one rises up above your planetary sphere. And thus it implies a new vision, an expanded view. And thus we wish you to look at this idea of rising up, not as a literal, physical, three-dimensional rising, but instead to view the idea of ascension as a expanded view from above, so to speak. In other words, an ascension is an expansion of one's vision, of one's awareness, as if one were to be rising above, you see. So in a sense, the idea of ascension is a metaphor. The rising up is a metaphor, actually, for an expanded awareness, an awareness that one might experience if they were actually rising above your planetary three-dimensional sphere. And so you can imagine what the view from an ascended point of view might be, as it is an expanded view of your universe, of your place within the sphere of reality. So ascension is, in fact, expanding awareness. And if you can change your view of the idea that it is not a literal raising up, because in fact in the universe there is no above and below, so to speak. Above is below, hence the symbol as above, so below, actually means as above is below. And when you have this understanding, your awareness is expanded to encompass above and below. You see, and in that perspective, you no longer see an above and a below, so to speak, because one and the same become unified as they truly are. And therefore, your perception is more in tune with the actual energy of reality or the geometry of true reality, which is that everything is unified. And as that one triangle or pyramid in a 3D structure is facing upward and one below, they are coming together, you see, as one. And then they exist in unity. And you might even consider imagining being that as above, so below symbol within your soul, because it is a unification and an expansion of the awareness of that. And thus we wish you to view ascension then as an expansion of your awareness, such that you see everything from an ascended view. And this is what is happening with your race of beings on the planet, and the planet herself, presently. There is an expansion of awareness occurring. And all of you are capable of being a part of this expansion of awareness or ascension experience. As many of you are. Just by attempting to expand your awareness. And what limits your awareness? Your awareness is limited by an unascended view, by living within yourself so much that you do not see outside. And this is what we call the limitations of your ego, which you call the ego, which is really just a limited view of who you are in the reality that you live within. It is an unexpanded view. It is a condensed, confined view. Because you only see yourself, and you live within that. And you do not see how you relate to the outside world and how you are connected to all of it. When you begin to see that, you are living an expanded or ascended view. And this is all of what ascension is an expansion of this awareness outside of the limitations of the self. Centered awareness, and being able to see beyond. So even as if you could see outside of yourself and look down upon yourself, imagine, and you see that your activities, from a new point of view, you may see the how you relate to everything around you and how everything relates to you. But if you are stuck within yourself, you do not see this, you see. And this, it takes a little bit of practice, and your state of mind as a human being has lived so long within the confines of its own self-view. And that goes for the individual and the societies at large. And this is why one fights with the other, because they are only seeing their point of view, and this is restrictive of expansion. If they were to ascend their mentality and view all others' perspectives, your world would change quite drastically now, wouldn't it? So if you can think very simplistically on this note of ascension and try to imagine your view ascending, your perspective ascending. And while it's difficult for you in the present state of mind and the energies that are up around and about that are stuck on staying contained, every little bit of effort makes an exponential effect. Because in order to ascend, and why it seems so difficult to you, is that you have not done it so much yet. And there are very few on your planet that have completely ascended as a soul while on your planet within the 3D perspective. And these individuals were so revered and listened to because of their higher view, you see, because of that ascended perspective. And thus they were taken upon the world in awe. As they seemed awesome to have this view, which was so simple, of course. The views of loving thy neighbors only can come from an ascended perspective. So these great leaders, and you know all who they are, your major religious figures and others, that were able to ascend their perspective out of the skin that they lived within, and see the world and another reality. And thus they shared this with others. But still, there was a difficulty in perceiving what it was they were really saying. But now, on the planet Earth, there is an opportunity for the masses to actually conceive of these concepts. And the reason why they can at this time is because of the leadership the energy that all of those previous souls put into the earth and opened the doorway of opportunity. And all of that, all of those ascensions were related to the help of many others in the universe, including other planetary systems. And thus the energy is available now for you to actually change your perspective to an ascended view. This does not need to happen overnight, although in some cases it will, because of all the work that you have done, all the contemplation, all the efforts. And then suddenly, one day, it may seem as if, miraculously, one's view is ascended. And one can think of nothing else but to share this view, to enlighten others to an ascended viewpoint. And this is what is happening en masse. And it is in those humble souls that there is an ascended view often. It is not those that are reveling in the ego identity of it all, but those that are subtly making their way to a new perspective of the earth and themselves and their interrelationship with the planet and with each other on it. And they are beginning to have communication with beings that are beyond the 3D, because once you start to expand your view and have an ascended view, you see beyond the confines of your three-dimensional reality. And you open up to a fourth dimension, a fifth dimension, and potentially even sixth and seventh. And glimpse that there is a larger sphere of reality than just the planet Earth. And these dimensions are reflections of various levels or various ways of awareness, means of awareness, being of awareness. And each represents a perspective, so to speak, or vibration of awareness. And one can glimpse this by stepping outside of their confinement of the ego identity and allowing themselves to expand. It takes a lot of imagination on your parts, first of all, because you have been so trained not to think in an ascended view. You have been so trained to think only with your ego point of view and your survival that you do not know that you are in abundance, for example. All of the difficulties you experience on planet Earth, all the struggles, the challenges, the deficiencies, are based on a not ascended viewpoint. And thus you see that it merely requires ascended views. And any great occurrence that has happened, any great leap of consciousness, any great leap of even your technologies and ways of solving problems, whatever it may be, have come from an ascended view, and a view outside of the limitations of whatever box your civilizations have put themselves in. So you can look at this as moving outside of your 3D box. In an ascended view, the box is removed. The box dissolves. And you become a part of the whole. And the box is no longer needed. And thus you can see multitudes of solutions that seem quite obvious once you are at the perspective of an ascension. And we are leaving this quite simple for you, because it is not something that you need to spend hours and hours a day on top of a mountain meditating for. It is a matter of consciousness. This is why it is spoken of at this time is a shift in consciousness. Contemplate what that means. And it can be different for each individual, how they experience this shift in consciousness. But we guarantee it will be an expanded view of some sort or another. and each will have their own epiphany as to how their expansion might occur. Or the experience of their expansion will be different than the person down the street. But as a whole, then, these individuals will realize that they are connected to all, and the expansion of the person's consciousness down the street will affect you. And their piece will become part of your puzzle. And together, even if you do not know one another, you are expanding and you are ascending the human being to its next level, you see. And thus there is all this talk about a love vibration. And yes, vibration of your experience is part of your expansion. Because once you expand, that is all you know. That is all you will see. An ascended view understands the source of all, the energy that underlies creation, and understands the power that we individually have to connect with that source, to elevate all consciousness and all experiences thusly. So instead of thinking of ascension as a physical rising above, and that something is going to come and take those that are of a certain religious caliber, which is certainly not the case. It is not about religion. It is about the soul, the soul's vibration of expansion. And so think, instead of a physical rising, think of the ascended rising of the soul's perspective. Once you rise to this ascended perspective, you will not see yourselves as separate. And you will see the wholeness of all the experiences that your consciousness has had throughout time. And you will not feel so limited by your body, your physical body. And this relates to the experiences of transcending into another dimensional reality as a whole. And you will also meet other beings that have a larger perspective, because you will then see them, and you will hear them, and you will begin to connect with them on a deeper level. You may have an intellectual understanding now that there might be other beings in the universe, but until you have an ascended view, an ascended senses, you will not see, feel, and touch and know them. It is up to you to rise to the next level of your own ascension. So this is a small perspective, of course, in an expanded way, we hope, that you will understand the idea of ascension, and that there is no limit to it, and that you are all a part of it at this coming time. Take advantage of the opportunity that is available for this mass consciousness shift, this mass raising of vibration, and thus ascension of viewpoint. It happens in the little things, in the moments every day, when you imagine something different. When you realize and you have the imagination that you are more than you are. And you can pretend that you are looking at yourself from above, perhaps. Often this helps to get a perspective. And to see yourselves as one cell of vibrant energy in the whole of the world. That each individual and each molecule is another vibrant energy that is a part of the collective of Earth. And see how your vibrancy affects the vibrancy of all others. And thus all you can do is be in a state of unconditional love for the energy of everything around you. And this is one way to put your consciousness into that state, is be in an awareness of appreciation for the vibrancy of all the energy of the earth and how everything interacts. And in that case, you will do only that which is loving and kind and respectful for all that is around you. And you will want only to give energetically so that the whole can be vibrant. And this is ascension. And this will change your world and change your experience. And you will all remember the time when humanity raised its consciousness so that they all together would ascend. And did so. And now you can envision what that world of togetherness and vibrancy might be like. And this is an opportunity for you to do that. The more you can expand that idea, the more amazing your new ascended reality will be. And with that, we leave you to go about the actions, the means, and the perspective of ascension.